Weiter in Shasri Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Beis. Mazel tov for all those who finished the fourth parak, and here we go, beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Wah, wah, wee, wah. I believe this, my friends, would be the last parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. And here we go. Zok the Mishnah. You hires a yid to do work for him, and he's dealing with mamish yayin nesach. Says Rashi, we're talking about over kachavim shesachas yisola asosimom alacha b'yayin nesach la'ariko mekli al kli to pour it from one kli to another. Oh, la'have your chavis mekli alacha to put one barrel from move one barrel from one place to another. Rashi continues b'yayin nesach mamish kamar shenisnasich alvodas kachavim v'stam yinam yibay lan b'gamar. We're talking about mamish straight up yayin nesach. What's a din? Scharo usher. The schar, the money he gets paid for this work, is usher. You're not allowed enough from this money. Scharo lasso. But what happens if scharo lasso? If he hires a yid to do another type of work, Rashi says kol scharo mutter. The afal gav. The igud, well, let's read the whole thing. If schar las is man malach acheres, afwi shamar levinu, he says to him, have it li chavish al yayin nesach one kamakum, move for me this barrel of yayin nesach one place to another, and he does it, schar mutter, the schar is still going to be mutter, says Rashi, kol schar mutter, daf agav, the igud yayiv, the yayiv lo, mishum malach acheresi. The Gemara refers to it. Shabbat Gemara is going to explain it better. But here he's hired for, you know, to do something else entirely. And then he goes and he tells him to move that also. The schar is going to be mutter. What happens if a guy, he hires a Jew's donkey in order to move yayin nesach? Schar also, the schar is going to be aser. Schar lei shivaleh, but if he rents it in order to go and sit on it, which is mutter, even if this avodah zarah puts his legino, that's his flask, which has yayin nesach in it, upon it is still going to be the schar that they pay for this is going to be mutter. Frek the Gemara. Why would it be that the schar is aser? Frek the Gemara. My time is schar aser. If I go and I work for a guy and for the yain nesach, why is it aser? Elim ahol the yain nesach aser b'hanah. If you want to say, well, yain nesach is aser b'hanah. Therefore, schar nami aser. The schar of it should also be aser. But what about Arla and Kile Akarim? We know Arla, which is something which is in the first 3 years of a fruit tree, or Kile Akarim, if two things that are planted together, now they're planted together. Dasur and Ayinala, they get enough from it. Utanah, but we have a Mishnah which says pretty straight up that Machrim Vikidish Vidmeim, if somebody sold these things and then took that money and married a woman with it, then Mekudeshes, the marriage is considered a good marriage, says Rashi. Alma isuri hanad de meyem utarn. Someone says, "But now the money of it is going to be mutter." Kolchkin schar pulaso. Certainly, the schar of their work. So that can't be the problem. Rather, ella hol v'tofis is dumb of kavodas kachavim. Must be that the restrictions that apply to yai nesach are like v'tofis is dumb of kavodas kachavim, just like avodah zarah. Therefore, you're not looking enough from any money that he gets from selling yayin nesach. They're saying that the isurim, the whatever restrictions apply to yayin nesach, carry over to actual money itself, and so too to the payment. That can't be. Very shviyas and tofeses estomea. We know that shmita carry over to the money of the sales. Well, utenan, but when's the mission on shviyas? So omer the pole. Someone says to his worker. This is talking about on shmita itself. Hilch dinar zeh. Here, take this dinar and lakot li bo yara kayom. Pick for me vegetables for it today. Says Rashi, Loshon Mecherhu, Demashma Lakot Li, Shoviov Yerek, Scharu Usser, that the worker's payment is Usser. But if you say Lakot Li Yerek Hayom, if he says that the first one is Lakot Li Bo Yerek Hayom, but if it says Lakot Li Yerek Hayom, dropping the word Bo, the first one is Lakot Li Bo Yerek Hayom, then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be Usser. To keep the money after this, you know, time of beer, then it's got to be done during the Shemitah year. Lakot liyar kayom, and then schar mutter, it's going to be mutter. When it says pick vegetables for me without the words for it, meaning for the diner, it's not selling, but it's hiring. So the guy is hiring the worker to pick the vegetables for him. The diner is given for the work of the picking. It's not giving an exchange of the vegetables. Therefore, the dinner doesn't take on the Shemitah Kedusha, and so it's going to be mutter even after the Zman Beer. So we see from this Mishnah that even though the money is received for the sale of Shemitah, we see from this Mishnah that even though money received for the sale of Shemitah, the produce of Shemitah is Aser, money received as wage for working with this type of stuff is going to be mutter. So the idea with Yayin Nesach, the Itzer against getting Hanah from the money received in its sale doesn't necessarily indicate that it's going to be Aser for someone who is working with it. So then what's going on over here? Okay, so now we're basically stuck with, it's got to be, it's a Durabanan. Amar v'om Rabbi Yochanan, Knas usha kamsur chachamim, it's a Knas, b'chamrin u'b'yein nesach, upon the donkey drivers, and those who work with Yayin Nesach. A Knas, that's what is the penalty. Yayin Nesach adamra, on that which we just said. El chamarin, mayini, what was the Knas that they gave to chamarin, donkey drivers? Titanya we learned in a braisa. Hachamarin shayosim elacha b'peres v'shriyos. If donkey drivers are doing work with Shemitah stuff, right, because they were hired to transport it from one thing to another, Scharan Shvius, the Schar they make is going to be Shemitah. My Scharan Shvius, what does that mean? Elim Edevin and lose Schar Mipiras Shvius, if you want to say that it means that we can give them a wage from the produce of Shemitah can't be. And it says a Parechova Mipiras Shvius. And it turns out that this person, meaning the guy, is paying his debt with Shemitah stuff. You can't use Shemitah stuff to pay your debt. It's meant to be eaten, but not meant to be doing business with. So clearly, it can't be that. Can't mean we're paying the donkey drivers for Shemitah stuff. What it means is that their wage becomes consecrated with the Kedusha of Shemitah, that the restrictions of Shemitah carry over to their wages, and therefore it's called Shemitah. Mikadosh. Why does the, is it really true that it becomes like Shemitah? By the time we understand the Braisa, Ha'omer lepoel, one who says to his worker during Shemitah, Helech diner ze, lekot li yarkayom, here you have this diner and pick vegetables for me today, schar mutter, it's going to be mutter, the flip of the way we said it last time, lekot li yark bo hayom, if he says pick for me vegetables for it today, schar usher, it's going to be usher. It's telling us that Shemitah, Kedusha Shemitah, does not carry over to the wages earned by working with Shemitah stuff. What then does the earlier Braisa mean when it says that the wages of a donkey driver with the Shemitah stuff is considered Shemitah? Rabbi Olam Yahavinan Leischar Mipir Shavias. Really, it means that we can give them a wage from Shemitah stuff. This is only allowed either not to do business with it. The Yahavin Yahleh Betzad Heter. We give it to him in a way that's mutter. We give it to him as a matana. Therefore, it's not considered like it's business. There's a little shtick going on here. It says, Matnas Chinam. Kiditnan, look at the Mishnah. Ma'israshani, Rosh has got Ma'israshani. Lo yomer adam lachaver. A person shouldn't say to his friend, peep, turn the page. Some of his members. Halayli peris halalu yushalayim lachalik. Bring up for me this Ma'israshani stuff to Yushalayim to divide it over there. Then it's like you're paying the guy to go up and bring it, you know, bring it for you, and you're giving it with it. So he says, you know, halayli peris halalu yushalayim lachalik to go to spread it out. By promising to divide it, he's using them to pay his debt to the one who brings them up, and that's going to be Aser. But Omer Lobi could say to him, Halim la'ochlam b'lishtosim yishlami. He said, bring it up to eat and to drink over there. That's okay, because it's like a matana, eat and drink that you let it have. Meisr sheni, as you're eating yishlami. V'nosin zeh lozeh matana shel chinam. And the din is that those who have meisr sheni can give one to another as a matana shechinam, as a gift. So too, in reference to the donkey drivers, even though one can't pay them with Shemitah stuff, one can give them the produce as a gift, and it stands in place of payment. The Rav Amar Le'olam Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius. This is not really what it means. It becomes Kadosh Kedusha Shvius. The Kashalach, when you asked, Kashalach Poel, about a worker who was hired to pick vegetables during Shemitah, that the Mishnah says they do not acquire Shemitah Kedusha, not a problem, because Poel, like he's a Poel, the low nefesh, the fish agrei, who doesn't get paid a lot, look into your button, they weren't konesim. Chamarim, but donkey drivers, they're not fish agrei, they get paid. They get paid a lot. Kuntra Rabbanan Bahu, the Chachamim were konis them. And that's the Kenas of Yochanan's talking when he says that it's a Kenas that he put on the donkey drivers and on the Yayin Nesach. And what about our Mishnah? says Rashi, because what's our Mishnah talking about? It's the Yayin Nesach, the Kanis Nami Poel, is giving on a worker, the Lonaf Shagri doesn't get paid a lot. Chumr the Yayin Nesach Shiny, it's a Chumr the Yayin Nesach, therefore it's different. That's what the Gemara says, Chumr the Yayin Nesach Shiny, because of the Issa of Yayin Nesach is a bigger deal connected to Avodah Zarah, therefore they treat it more Machmir than Shemitah stuff. And there too, it's going to, even if you get paid a little bit to be doing it, still the kenas is going to be upon Yayin Nesach. He boilu frak the gemara scharu l'stam yeinim mau. What about if you have the following case? You have a avodah zarah and it goes in, he hires a yid to go into work with regular wine. That is it, regular wine of a guy. What's going to be the din in such a case? Do we see that the Isser against using this wine is as chamor as Yayin Nesach? Scharinami, also the Schar is also Aser. Odemahol v'tumasu kill. Or sin. Do we say that since its Tumah is more Megal Yayin Nesach, av Scharinami kill, so too the Schar is also more Megal? Stam Yayin is Aser also, looks like Yayin Nesach, but the difference in Tumah is different. If you had Yayin Nesach, you literally pour it in front of an idol, it takes on Tumah of a dead body. Therefore, even a Kezias is going to be transmitting Tumah, not only through touching it, but even through Masa, right, through carrying it, or even if you have Tumas Ohel. But the regular wine of it is not a source of Tumah. It's like other drinks, and it becomes Tumah only if it's contaminated from an outside source, like a Sheretz. The wine is then like any other contaminated liquid. It can contaminate only food, Mashkin and Ochlin, but not, you know, Adam and Kalim. Only if it's directly touched, but not through carrying or through Thomas Ohel. And the kitzer is so do we go and give it the same stringency? There's a story time about a person who rented his boat to use with regular wine. Stam Yeinim. Rashi says, Arbe is finaso. Yovali Chiti Be'agra. The renters gave him wheat for the fee, for the rental fee. Also, Kimidor of Chista Amalei, he says, Zil Klinu Vekavrinu Bekivri. Go burn the wheat and bury the ashes in a cemetery. Ashes Bisa Kfaros. Go bury it, right? It's also for you. So we see that the money of even Stam Yenum is like that of Yayin Nesach. It's going to be Aser Behana. Says Gemara. Well, you got to burn and bury. Falemali Badarinu. Just say to him to Bimavadr, it's scattered. Rashi says, if Farzim. Like Pizor, Kibbutz Shein, Lomeli the Sofam, I have to go and burn it. What's going on? Asu, Bahu, Lide Takala. Now, he was scared that if you just let it be scattered, it's going to come to a Takala, to a mistake. People they're not going to realize that it's also about Nah. They're going to gather it up and use it. Ranches, Inche, Lea, Takala, the Hajim Lakhtilu, he's going to see the stuff and gather it. Veliklinu, Velivad, Rinu, so then burn it and then scatter it. Why do you have to go and bury it? Tilma, Mizbelibu, no, maybe we're going to use it for fertilizer. That's a bit of a problem, right? Can't use it for fertilizer. And therefore, he said, burn it, bury it. For the Karina Bayanai, just bury it without having to burn it. Rashi is Hachi Bayanai, as it is. Milo Tana, didn't we learn in a Mishnah or a switcheroo? Milo Tanya, says we switcher to Baisa. Echad Evan Shenitzkaba, both the stone that he was stoned with, Echad Eich Shenitla Yalav, or the wood, the beam which he was hanged, Echad Seif Shenergbo, or the sword that he was killed, Echad Suder Shenechbo, the scarf that he was strangled with, Kulam Nikbam Yimah, all of them get buried with him. They're Aser Ba'ana. So we see that once you bury it, we're not worried that someone's going to uncover it. So why do you got to burn it first? What's going on? Why burn the wheat? Because we're now Hasam the Kokavi Bebedina over there where they bury the Aser thing. That in the cemetery belongs to the Beis Din. Muchamilsa daruge Beis Din inu. It's clear that these things were used for Mises Beis Din. And thinking about Aser Ba'ana, no one's going to come and use it back. Hachalum chamilsa. It's not clear that it's Aser. Amar, and someone goes uncovers, they're going to say, in his gun of Aisi Kavelche. Someone stole wheat and buried it over here. And therefore, you have to go burn it first so that someone who finds it realizes that it's going to be Aser Ba'ana. Burn it, then bury it. Story time. Devei Rabbi Yanai Yazvei Peri Shvius Mi Aniyim. The people of the house of Rabbi Yanai borrowed Shemitah stuff from poor people during the year of Shemitah, right? Which is Kodem Zman Bir, before the time you have to burn it. Uparlu b'Shminas, and they repay them with the regular stuff during the eighth year. Rashi says, Ishtakach ta'achli aniyim b'Shminas achar abir chalifei per shvias. Right, so they give them regular stuff. They did this in order to help the poor people, because it let them trade their stuff for stuff that's going to be able to be used in the eighth year also. Also, Amru Leil Rabbi Yochanan, people came to Rabbi Yochanan, what's going on? Amru Leil says, Yahu Sein Havdin, they're doing a good thing what they're doing. Rashi says, Kevin Da, he shaita, lo hava hanach be'ein, it's not be'ein, v'lo echlifu hani b'hani, lav chalipin, it's not chalipin, the lo chayla kedusha shvias alayah, they don't have shvias on it. In other words, when they repaid the Shemitah stuff, they borrowed, when they repaid it, the Shemitah stuff that they borrowed was no longer there, so therefore the stuff that they gave them, so the poor people can't be legally considered an exchange for the Shemitah stuff, therefore it's mutter. Okay, negdan be'estan mutter. And the same thing is going to be the parallel case of estan zona. That's to pay a zona. Given after the act actually happened, then the payment is going to be mutter for the mizbeach. Right? We know, Rashi says, connect but estan ba'alev, achekach nasala, estan mutter la krava, they came with the lab shas bia, he didn't give it to her at the time of bia, niale ki hadu yahav la harutle matana ba'amu. It's like considered just a matana after the fact. Rashi says, the time of tenebraisam, nasala, velo ba'alev, he gave this zona, an animal for payment, but he didn't have tashmish there, but love and also, or he had without tashmish there, but he didn't give her, then esnana mutter, then it's going to be mutter. You could use this animal for a carbon. We know it's known as usher, but this type of thing you're allowed to use as a carbon. Nasa lo v'lo ba'ala, if you give to Rabbi lo ba'ala, pshita, obviously it's not a problem. Give lo ba'ala, matana ba'alma hu de'av, it's just a matana. So of course we use it as on the car, in the mizbech. But soon, furthermore, ba'ala v'lo nasa lo, if you came out and didn't give her, so holy yo'ev lo l'min, you didn't give her anything. We came with lo nasa lo, ma'ayis na mutter. And what are you saying? It's going to be mutter, there's nothing here. So he says, no, el ha'chikamer, nasa lo v'achikach ba'ala, or ba'ala v'achik nasa lo, it's not a mutter, the other thing's going to be mutter, because it wasn't done at the same time. Okay, my friends, we're in the middle of this, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.